How did an Israeli military operation turn so deadly?
Israel says it was trying to prevent attacks by launching one of its own. This happened in the occupied West Bank, and for those who don't follow this daily, we mention a few basics. Israel captured that region in a 1967 war and has controlled it since. Palestinians who live there have some authority in some areas, but Israel sends security forces where they choose. And yesterday, Israelis said they wanted to capture three suspects who were accused of planning future attacks.
By the time it was over, 11 Palestinians were killed. Washington Post reporter Miriam Berger is in the West Bank. Miriam, how did this raid unfold?
So, you know, yesterday around 10:30 a.m., Israeli military began a raid on the Palestinian city of Nablus in the northern West Bank. It was a crowded day in the old city. And by the end of it, 11 people, Palestinians, had been killed. Among them were a 16-year-old, 72-year-old, 61-year-old, 66-year-old, and militant groups said that six of those also were killed, were members of their groups. And the Israeli military said it was targeting in particular three wanted fighters who it said had carried out attacks and were planning immediate attacks. But, you know, this is a very, very crowded area. It was the daytime, and the stories, lots of civilians were in the area, and it left a very, very chaotic and bloody scene.
And how are Palestinians responding?
So, you know, this is part of a increase in raids and arrests that have been happening for nearly a year now. And it's really, really infuriated people. Average Palestinians are, experiencing much more of a sort of an increase in violence in their everyday. And especially in places like Nablus and Jenin, a nearby city, which have also, been the centers of this unrest. The various armed groups that have been forming, many of them of young, disillusioned people who are, from various political factions and are uniting, in sort of these localized groups. They've, pledged to step up attacks, so have the sort of larger historic, larger groups as well. People are really feeling very under threat right now.
And the rise in violence has also coincided with the election of the most right-wing government in Israel's history. How is that affecting the situation?
It very much is. Key members of this new government have, said they want to entirely annex the occupied West Bank. They have called for much harsher, policies against Palestinians. It's really made people afraid and sort of lost hope. You talk to folks and there's just constantly hear people saying, there's no prospects, there's no hopes, there's no belief in a political process. And there's no belief in the international community helping out Palestinians either. So people really feel like they're backed into a corner right now. And then these raids happen. And it exacerbates the whole cycle.
Miriam Berger is a Washington Post reporter covering the Middle East and foreign affairs. Miriam, thanks.
Thank you for having me.